Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, there's a lot of great compliments you can get as a woman, but to me, I think a top-tier compliment that you can say is that you are a true girl's girl. Now, what is a girl's girl? Well, it's basically anybody, any woman that prioritizes her female relationships over the attention or validation that they can get from men. Basically, somebody that really values female friendships and the relationships that they have within their girls. And so I actually went to go see Heather McMahon live at the Fox last week. I'd heard Burt talk a lot about how she's one of his favorite comedians, and I had an opportunity to sit front row.
Wow.
Sweet.
I should. Front row at one of her live tapings.
Nice.
I could be on Netflix.
That's amazing.
I know. We had to stay late, which was not great for me last Friday because it was way past my bedtime.
Do they make you stay later when they're doing a live taping? So it's not like your traditional, like, all right, it's 2 hours and everybody's out?
Nope. You had to stay later in case she wanted to redo a joke, because then you would need reactions. So I saw her do this one joke like 7 times.
Really?
And I was like, I get it. But she did do a great job. I mean, she's hysterical. She has such incredible stage presence. And I see why you would want to be her friend. She seems like the kind of girl that you would want to have brunch with. I just saw you exclaim. Did you have something to add?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Mo was and I were like curious that that happens during. I didn't know that that happens during Netflix shows.
I didn't know that either. I knew sometimes they do 2 takes, but like to sit there and do all of those takes and they expect y'all to, I guess, react to it like it's the first time you're hearing it every time.
It was the same joke like 8 different times.
Come and so on, really?
I'm sitting there front row like, ha ha. Meanwhile, I'm like about to pass out because normally I go to bed at 8:30. It's like 11 at this point, and I'm like, I just want to go home. My phone's on 2%.
Was she joking about how many times that she had to joke about it?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, and I felt bad because I understood that she probably felt bad that we had to stay there. But at the end of the day, like, it's her Netflix special. She's got to be able to do what she's got to do, and I respected her for that. I just really wanted to go to bed. So the joke.
So what happens if you like want to leave? They won't let you?
Oh, I ended up leaving. Yeah,
oh,
I left early.
Leave.
It was like 11, and I was like, Mama's got to go.
You're like, Heather, you got 5 times to get this one right.
7 is pushing it, man.
Yes, on the 7th time, I literally stood up, and again, I'm front row in front of everyone, and I'm like, deuces.
That's enough.
That's enough.
I'd be so nervous that she'd call you out from stage. Like, hey, you, Blondie, sit back down.
I specifically did it when her director was in her face, so like she would be focused, and there would be some kind of distraction. So she did this Kate Upton joke like 8 different times, but I loved this joke the first time around. Time 4 and 5 was a little too much. But I think it was a perfect example of how I know that Heather McMahon would be one of those girls that you could keep around forever. She is a true girl's girl. So she was talking about this situation with her husband and his coworkers that I know that if this happened to any other woman, they would have had a completely different reaction. So she was talking about how when her husband worked in finance or whatever, or I think he's like a stay-at-home husband now, but he used to work, you know, corporate life, office with a bunch of dudes, you know, like very Wolf of Wall Street situation. And I guess he had this celeb crush on Kate Upton. And so for Christmas or his birthday or whatever, they gifted him a giant magazine cover of Kate Upton on the cover of like GQ or something.
The dude, his friends did?
His friends did.
Okay.
After they, while they're still together, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't like before they got together and it's like, oh, here's Kate Upton on your wall, single bachelor dude. It's this very provocative photo. I mean, Kate Upton looks great, but I mean, she's got her boobs out. Yeah. She's licking a popsicle. It's very sexy.
That's a line you actually don't even need to say. Kate Upton looks great.
Yeah.
It
goes hand in hand.
Just wanted to make sure. So this beautiful photo of Kate Upton, which I guess you don't need to say, this photo of Kate Upton, it's implied that she's beautiful, is hanging up on his wall during his entire office day. Now, if I'm somebody's girlfriend, if I'm somebody's wife and I walk into their office and there is a big ass photo of some girl and her boobs hanging out with a popsicle, I'm going to be furious. I'm going to want to hurl every insult I can at this celebrity who has no idea who I am. But you know what Heather McMahon did instead? She decided to recreate the photo.
Beautiful move.
Exact same move. Put it on like a magazine cover. I mean, it looked like she put them side by side. They're like the exact same photo, just two different women. So not only does she do that, and she replaces the Kate Upton photo from his on his wall. Again, back to what we were talking about earlier with Brittany Mahomes. You never know what celebs you're going to hang out with. I guess like a year later, they're at, spending the holidays in the Bahamas, and Kate Upton is just conveniently there.
No way. At like the same hotel or something?
At the
same resort?
No, I think they were, you know, had private houses. These are rich, rich people we're talking about.
Okay.
So Heather McMahon posts on social media. Somehow she gets in contact with Kate Upton, and they end up spending the holidays with Kate Upton and Justin Verlander.
Shut up.
She's a better woman than I, because I could never sit across from my husband or boyfriend, celeb crush, knowing that they are absolutely into them, but she became friends with her, and I think that makes her a true girl's girl.
That's a pretty cool move right there. That most wouldn't be able to do. Would you be able to do that? Because this doesn't necessarily have to be a woman thing.
It depends on if I thought the result of me doing it, I was going to look as good as the guy who did it first.
All right, so let's say your lady now that you're saying has got a thing for Michael B. Jordan.
Nope, just not doing it. No, sir.
You're not befriending him. You're not spending any time on vacation.
No, thank
it
you.
It is just not going to happen.
You're in Brazil. You cross paths with each other. You all can go out to dinner together.
I'm angry that he's there. Why are you there? Go somewhere else.
Brazil's, the country's not big enough for the two of you.
No,
it's a very
not.
Small country. Huge. All right, so Kristen really feels like she's watching the news the other day, and there was a fire in Atlanta, and there is a family, or is it families that really need help?
Families that really need help. This apartment fire is just, it was devastating, and to see the footage of it, and just to know all these people lost everything right before the holidays. So at about 10:30 Friday night, crews received reports of a fire at the reserve at La Vista Walk over off La Vista Road. This thing burned for more than 8 hours, jeez, required 80 firefighters to tackle it. And when you look at the footage, the entire top floor of this apartment building is gone, just absolutely gone. Thank God nobody died.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. One pet, I believe, was lost. There was people who had to were treated for smoke inhalation, but no lives were lost. But all the residents of the building have been displaced. And so what had happened was that Charnell Gunn and Robert Stokes were on the roof shooting off fireworks.
Oh, man.
And that's what started the fire.
Well, you just called out the names, huh?
Okay. Yes. No, absolutely. I mean, they've been taken in. They've been arrested. They're facing charges.
What are you doing?
So the damage to the building is also so extensive that investigators are now assessing the integrity of the structure. But the police chief is also saying it started on the roof. And so it burned down instead of burning up, which is probably why the sprinklers didn't come on as soon as they should have, blah, blah, blah. But they're doing a whole investigation. So I saw all the coverage that WSB TV was doing, and there are so many people that have just lost everything. And some have apartment insurance, renter's insurance, others don't. And WSB has started links to help out those that have been displaced, because some people need needs immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, they need a coat.
I mean, you talk about losing everything in one day.
The footage is just devastating. So if you want to go to WSBTV.com and check out some of their links, that way you can potentially help some of these people, you know, get back on their feet, or just, you know, carry them through until they can get that money back from the renter's insurance. It would just be such a huge help, because it was a devastating fire.
Again, it's WSBTV.com.
You're on The Burt Show.